the statement really does beggar belief, given the nature of the statement that he's made in its own terms, and the accusation that he's trying to level at my party, whose record has been absolutely crystal clear on the A5 issue. We have spearheaded the entire campaign since 2006-2007. Pat Doherty has been to the forefront of that campaign, and that is generally widely recognised by all parties, I believe. But certainly they shouldn't be playing political games with the A5 issue. And I don't think they'll be thanked by anybody along the A5 route for doing so.
Do you think that your recent meeting with Roads Minister Danny Kennedy is now in jeopardy over the situation in the north?
The statement that was released last week, although it was released in the wake of the announcement that the Ulster Unionists were intending to quit the executive at Stormont, bizarrely doesn't mention anything to do with that. And I do wonder about that too. And where exactly the SDLP's focus is it on attacking Sinn Féin or is it on attacking the issue? The Minister has been stalling since last November in relation to the A5 issue. At this stage, it does appear that Danny Kennedy has left the stage. Now, where does that leave the A5? That's the big question. I think the Ulster Unionist Party have big questions to answer, and I think they should be pinned to the collar in terms of answering those. And really, this is not the place nor the time for nationalist parties whose electorate are expecting delivery on the A5 to be at loggerheads with one another.